Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Susan Holmes McKagan on the line right now. She's got the new book, The Velvet Rose, that's out this week.
She's one of my favorite people for so many reasons, man. Years ago, and I'm sure she remembers this, Duff was in the studio. Couldn't have been a cooler guy. And with Loaded, and I'd given him, it was something they give like radio guys. It's just small release stuff, like 2,000 of them for Use Your Illusion.
It was a fold out.
Yeah. And I gave it to him and said, send me something and I'll just put it in my collection of stuff. And he just forgot. No big deal. But I was getting my balls kicked in on the show by everybody. And
because we were checking the mail daily.
Oh, they couldn't wait. Susan stepped in and all of a sudden I get this incredible package from Duff. It was a book that a photographer had given him and inscribed to him from the early days of GNR. And then he'd re-inscribed with me with, I'm sorry, I'm an a-hole, Duff.
Across the front.
And that led to him giving me a call one night when the GNR played in Kansas City. And then we had dinner when he was passing through another time. And he couldn't be a more genuine. The greats are always great, but he really is something more. I think we talked about everything except rock and roll. I think we talked about history. We talked about traveling. We talked about family. We talked about life. And a big part of his family is Susan Holmes McKagan. And in no small way, I'm sure the reason he's become the man he is today.
Born May 5th in Bowling Green, Ohio, and raised in San Diego, California. She started her modeling career at age 16, being accepted to both the Ford and Elite agencies, landing her first cover by age 17. She launched a career in clothing design, appeared on America's Next Top Model, as well as on the reality series, Married to Rock. And she also happens to be happily married to Guns N' Roses bassist, Duff McKagan. And now she's released her first novel, The Velvet Rose. Please welcome, Susan Holmes McKagan.
Susan, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? It's so nice to hear your voice.
You as well, man.
What's going on?
I'm excited for your book. And how about both you guys being writers? What are the odds of two people in a household both writing books like that?
I know. It's pretty incredible. Yeah, I'm just on this whirlwind high right now. I did a great book event last night, Strand Bookstore in New York City, and then was in Seattle at Elliott Bay Books, and well, hopefully I'll come to Kansas City and see you there, of course.
I would love that.
Barbecue, say hello.
We got to get onto the book, guys, because I have not received it. And normally my rule is I always read the book prior to having somebody come by, the author come by. So I apologize.
It's tough. You know, it's already sold out at Amazon. They had to reorder it. So a lot of people had to be postponed and kind of say the same thing. So don't feel bad. So it's coming. And it's good. You're going to love it.
It's
a lot of rock and roll fun. And the storyline's kind of this band, the Westies, on the cusp of superstardom. And so you're going on that journey with them, and it's a very, like, unvarnished, warts and all, you know, holding nothing back.
Well, yeah.
Fun page turner.
Because
you're going to dig it, I think.
As much as you guys are really great now, and you could see how much he truly adores you, it's not always been easy, has it? Because, I mean, you know, when GNR imploded and Duff came off, he had to get sober. He went to school. He went not just school. He became a master in business. He, you know, he's always been a really smart guy.
He got, like, all A's, and, you know, it's tough. You lose a lot of the stuff you remember learning in high school, and then to go back to school at 30 and then not only go back but, like, slay at it.
Right.
So, yeah, so proud of him, yeah.
Well, and isn't that funny? Because that's what you're proud of him for, and you can feel that. When he wrote How to Be a Man, that's right, I feel like I got a good look somewhat into how he feels about you and how you guys are built.
Oh, yeah, that's what people have said. That's true. I mean, I'm blessed. I got a good guy. I'm lucky, but, yeah, we have a cool marriage, and, we just came off that whirlwind tour, with GNR, who's out. They played, I think, 152 shows, 49
awesome.
Countries. It was insane. And it was so cool. And it was wonderful. I can't help but say, that helped keep a lot of fun in our marriage.
Of course.
Because we had to go to different countries and cities we'd never even been before. And it was fun to, check out the different cultures and meet people and, it just keeps it always fresh and exciting, I say, when change of scenery, even if it's a cool road trip or an exotic island or whatever,
Be curious. So. Be curious about the world. That's the secret to everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, of course, it's great to be back home. No place like home, right?
Right. But you guys, you're a unicorn. I mean, listen, you don't meet a lot of models and fashion designers that are, as a rule, super curious and really intensely, because you seem like you really feed on this world in information. And that's, most of us, once we reach a certain level of comfort, we just shut our doors and we no longer intake. And that's the death of us.
Yeah, no, you got to keep growing and learning. I mean, I'm a kook. I'm always taking lessons. Like, I signed Def and I up for golf lessons. We took, navigational lessons to learn all about, boating from the machinations of the engine to navigating your course to, I took guitar lessons.
That's
a couple
great.
Years ago. I don't know. You got to just keep pushing yourself, right?
Yeah.
Writing. I mean, I've been writing now for a while, but, I was designing, just being a mom, you're having to always push yourself and grow and demonstrate, a hardworking, ambitious woman for your kids is smart
too,
right?
The Velvet Rose. Well, listen, I think writing is the hardest thing to put yourself out there with. I mean, it's pretty fearless to put your looks out there, because you're just open for the trolls,
sure. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And fashion designing. But then
also,
you're writing.
For every job yet, there's, 20 that you didn't. I think people only see the glorious side of it or the glamorous side of modeling.
Sure.
But
then writing, you're really laying your interior out. You're really, your ability to construct a story, to build
That's
pace.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because I've learned, because it took me 9 years to complete this book. it wasn't just, poof, a year later,
right.
And that too, initially I worked on writing the story and you have to come up with a proposal to send out to publishers and kind of do a soft pitch. And everyone thinks, oh yeah, you tried to send it out there. And everyone was kind of interested in the story and they liked my characters, but it was to this or to that. So I had to go back to the drawing board and rework on it and send it out. And I dealt with some rejections there and I just
sure.
kept at it. And someone told me, they're like, well, J.K. Rowling got rejected 45 times when she wrote Harry Potter, so that's nothing. So, okay.
Well, that's it.
And no one knows about the backstories, I guess. So no. Anyone out there aspiring to write a book?
Yeah. Everybody thinks it's easy to put yourself out there, and it's not. Like, you could be a photographer, a writer, a musician, but to really put what you really worked so hard on out in front of people to either love or be rejected is terribly, it's a horribly, it's so frightening, man.
It is, yeah. I mean, this is a fictitious novel, but it's a bit of a Romana Clef in that,
yeah.
I wrote what I knew about, the world that I'm surrounded in, the experiences and credentials that I've been around, and so I'm blessed and lucky. I have a lot of pretty unhinged stories.
Let's get you to Kansas City. The Velvet Rose, the story of a model who meets a rock star. It sounds familiar, but you should read this. Ups, downs, addictions, triumphs. I'd love to read the book. I cannot wait for them to get it to me. Then let's make sure we get a book signing here in Kansas City.
I would love that, and I'd love to see you, of course.
My best to you and to Duff. And thank you for taking care of me on everything. You really, you helped forge a friendship that I value deeply.
Oh, well, thanks. Of course, we love you guys, so.
Thank you. All right, take care, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.